Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This is Miriam Raftery.
And this is Leon Thompson.
Guest hosting this week's Destination East County, which includes a night hike while stargazing at the Santa Isabel Preserve, a Pirate's Cove run walk at Lake Cuyamaca, live music in La Mesa, and the Julian Doves and Desperados performing Wild West skits in Julian.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including St. Patrick's Day celebrations, egg hunts, garden tours, a desert art show, a backroom beer pairing, a harmonica festival, a spring carnival, Snoopy the Musical, a hike to the Valley of the Moon, and more. So stay tuned for all these and more.
Avast, a run walk at Pirate's Cove along the shores of Lake Cuyamaca, is set to begin on Friday, March 4th. This unique event includes both a 12-hour and a 24-hour option, with the 24-hour portion kicking off at 8 a.m. and a 12-hour all-night run walk starting off at 8 p.m., all entrants will receive swag with a Pirate's Cove logo. Winners will get Pirate Buckles Awards, and you can also win a prize for the best pirate costume. For more information, you can visit sdpiratescove12-24.com.
Ranger Bill at the Santa Isabel West Preserve invites you to join him for a night hike and amateur astronomy this Saturday, March 5th. The planet Jupiter will be visible while it's closest to the Earth. You can view it through the County Park Service's new telescope or bring your own. Also bring a flashlight, comfortable shoes, and a jacket. The hike takes place from 5 until 9 p.m., departing from the Santa Isabel Preserve in Santa Isabel. For more information, call the park at 760-765-4098.
The Jennings Castle Duo will perform live music at the San Pasquale Winery Tasting Room on La Mesa Boulevard on March 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. The team features Les Jennings on saxophone and David Castell de Oro on keyboard, performing instrumental versions of jazz and pop music favorites. For more information, you can go to sanpasqualewinery.com.
The Julian Doves and Desperados will be performing historic comedy and gunfight skits in downtown Julian each Sunday this month at 1, 2, and 3 p.m. The shows take place next to the Julian Market and Deli and the Julian Fitness Center. Admission is free to the skits, which feature such colorful characters as Black Jack David, CeCe Chiquita, Captain Cooper, Sadie Cashman, Doc Hopkins, Snake, and Gypsy Davenport.
Now for a preview of coming attractions. Young Adult Theater will present Snoopy the Musical, featuring all of the Peanuts characters, including Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, and that mischief-making beagle, Snoopy. The shows will be performed at the Encore Theater in Spring Valley with the junior cast on March 11th through 13th and the senior cast March 17th through 20th. For tickets and details, you can visit yatsandiego.org.
Lamplighters Community Theater will present the Tony Award nominee Mac and Mabel at the new Lamplighters Community Theater in La Mesa, March 11th through April 10th. Step back into yesteryear in this saga of the silent film era when movies were movies. Mac and Mabel deals with the complex relationship between legendary film director Mac Sennett, a temperamental workaholic, and the adorable Mabel Normand, a waitress who became one of his biggest stars. The story is told in flashback style by Mac, reminiscing about the past, his triumphs, his love affair with Mabel, and her rise to stardom before talkies made the silent film industry obsolete. For tickets, visit lamplighterslamesa.com.
The Hakumba Hikers and Walkers will be leading a trek to the Valley of the Moon, which may include Smuggler's Cave, an old hideout of bandits and smugglers off of I-8, just past the San Diego Imperial County line in a high desert area near the Mexican border. The hike will take place on March 12th with possible side trips to Elliott Mine and Blue Angels Peak Monument. This 4-hour hike is rated hard, with a distance of about 7 to 8 miles round trip. You can meet at the Hakumba Spa starting at 8 a.m. and bring a swimsuit and towel to soak in the mineral hot spring.
Country music greats Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers will be performing in concert at Sequans Live and Up Close Theater on Saturday, March 12th at 8 p.m. Grammy Award-winning Larry Gatlin has written hit songs for many famous musical stars, including Elvis Presley, Glen Campbell, and Johnny Cash. For tickets and more information, you can visit sequan.com.
Registration is now open for East County's St. Patrick's Day Half Marathon 5K Run Walk, Green Mile, and Tribes and Clans competition, which will be held this year on Saturday, March 12th, the weekend before St. Patrick's Day. This event aims to involve the entire family in fun and fitness. The Green Mile Fun Run, an enjoyable short-distance non-competitive event, is also available. The marathon features a finish line festival, health wellness fair, and craft beer invitational. Participants are encouraged to wear green and vie for prizes for best costumes. Funds raised will benefit several East County charities. This event is hosted by the Run East County Foundation. To register, volunteer, or get more information, you can visit stpatricksdayhalf.com.
More than 60 artists will exhibit their works at the Circle of Art Show in Borrego Springs on Saturday and Sunday, March 12th and 13th. The artists work in a variety of media, including fine arts, oils and watercolors, photography, sculpture, pottery and ceramics, jewelry, fabric art, and more. This two-day show includes music, food, and free admission. The event will be held in Christmas Tree Circle in the heart of Borrego Springs. For more information, you can visit circleofart.org.
And you're invited to dust off your favorite green outfit to join Barron's Market in Alpine on Wednesday, March 16th for a St. Paddy's Day-themed beer and food tasting with San Diego brewer Modern Times. Barron's backroom beer pairings transform loading docks and stockrooms into food and local brew speakeasies. Friends and neighbors will gather at their neighborhood store to sample local beers paired with savory appetizers made from the market's selection of all-natural ingredients. For tickets and details, you can go to barronsmarket.com.
You're invited to bring the kids out to Lake Jennings' second annual Spring Carnival. The festivities will be on Saturday, March 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and will include an egg hunt, face painting, paddle boarding, and a fully stocked kids pond, plus 2,000 pounds of trout. To learn more or get directions, you can visit lakejennings.org.
It's garden tour time in the desert, and the 18th annual Borrego Springs Garden Tour invites visitors to experience private gardens and homes at their own pace on Saturday, March 19th. Attractions include Happy Days, the former home of James and Helen Copley at La Casa del Zorro Resort, plus five other gardens, several with open homes, located in beautiful Borrego Springs during the height of the spring bloom. For ticket sales and information, you can visit Borrego Desert Natural Center in Borrego Springs or go online at www.abdnha.org. That stands for the Anza Borrego Desert Natural History Association.
The Borona Cultural Museum is offering classes on Native American culture and crafts, including a Native Foods cooking class, Cooking with the Yucca Plant, on March 12th, and more. All classes are from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The Borona Cultural Center and Museum is located on the Borona Indian Reservation in Lakeside. For more information, you can go to boronamuseum.org.
You're invited to the 16th Annual Spring Harp Fest, a musical celebration on March 26th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Harry Griffin Park in La Mesa. The festival features top harmonica performers playing blues music and more, as well as an unknown artist's jam session. The mission is to inspire appreciation for the harmonica in the next generation. While admission is free, donations are welcome and used to provide gifts of harmonicas to local school music programs. For a full lineup of talent slated to perform, you can check out springharpfest.org.
Santee Lakes invites you to bring the kids for an annual extravaganza on Saturday, March 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This fun-filled event features continuous egg hunts, live entertainment, a petting zoo, craft booths, and carnival rides, all hosted by the Padre Dam Municipal Water District and the City of Santee. Admission is free, though there are small fees for rides and parking. You can learn more at santeelakes.com.
The Water Conservation Garden invites the public to its first annual Waterwise Home Garden Tour on Saturday, March 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The self-guided tour will highlight a variety of beautiful gardens located in El Cajon, La Mesa, and Rancho San Diego, using an array of color, variety, and low water usage. Learn about using native succulents, cacti, and Mediterranean plants, plus how you can design your yard for low-water use plants. The gardens emphasize plants from semi-arid regions of the world, and succulent cuttings for many of the home tours will be on sale, as well as other garden and home items. The garden's director of horticulture will be available to talk about redesigning your landscape with low-water usage plants. For tickets, you can visit thegarden.org.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.